I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am your host today with the lovely Laya Nicole. Finally, Laya, we're here.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all for being so flexible. As you can tell, it's me, Gretchen, that's hosting today. Iram, her family, her aunt has passed, and so it had happened this morning. So she is unfortunately not able to be here, so if we can all just send her our thoughts and our love and our prayers, I'm sure she would greatly appreciate that. So,
that's unfortunate.
Oh, yes. So Thank all of you for being so flexible. It's been an interesting week, an interesting year, and it's a great time to have you here, Laya, with us, with all of this stuff that's going on. So, awesome. So some of you know Laya. She's brand new to From Heartache to Joy, but some of you have worked with her a small amount of you. But for those of you that have not and don't know Laya, her life path led her here to become the messenger as an active spiritual channel and intuitive quantum facilitator. Laya facilitates quantum, mainly taught to her by her non-physical counsel, the same voices who stopped her from taking her life at the age of 9. She works with clients as a quantum coach, utilizing these gifts she came here with and honed into a simple but profound quantum that creates incredible, miraculous results. So, Laya, thank you again so much for being here. Our From Heartache to Joy community is really resonating with you and what you're offering. So, and I know that they're so excited to hear you today, to talk to you today, and to go through the process you're going to take us with. We have a really exciting call. So thank you, Laya.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool to find out that so many people are curious about what I do. And I really can't wait to do the group thing for them, just to get them going and started. Be like, Laya, we want some healing. Well, I got it for you.
Well, awesome. Well, let's start with that. You know, it was announced in the emails to come to the call with an issue that's at a level of 8, and Laya's going to help us through this group process, kind of bring that down. So let's kick off the call with that. How's that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, perfect.
When it comes to what I do for people, I yawn often, so I probably will. So there will be some silence, whether I'm doing the group or the one-on-one. And basically, if you're doing anything dangerous and you can stop, feel free to stop. Otherwise, you probably won't get much because I have an agreement with non-physical counsel that I work with and facilitate with that if somebody's doing anything that's risking something, they hold the healing off. So don't worry about that. But you can close your eyes and you can imagine and work with the higher vibrations by feeling good. Imagine gratitude and thankfulness coming into your body, your higher self, light, love coming into your body, and relax and breathe deeply. And really don't have to do much more, but just thinking about an issue that's affecting you or that you would like to have some more assistance with, just add that intention in there. And I will check in, see what I can do for everybody. Everybody on this call, for sure. And anyone after listening to this, you know, in a quantum space, there is no time. So no worry about that. Just focusing now to opening up and allowing to the receiving of the clearing of the facilitation, whatever needs to be done in your non-physical blueprint. Adjusting it now. On all levels, all dimensional time and space, and everywhere. Light points of creation. All energies. Support, clone. Love. Thank you. codes and frequencies at this time. Anything, everything needed. Coding, recoding, deleting all the police systems and all the blueprints, all the fields, all the allow yourselves to breathe deeply, allowing it to shift. Breathing shifts energy. Breathing shifts the body. There's some healing going on. Wow. This time, further addressed, extending out this moment, releasing the meaning, deactivating any issues, reflect the moment, all intentions, adding intentions, all orders of priority, aligning. Working on dimensional fields, all dimensional fields, timelines, aligning, reconnecting, clearing, free vacation, releasing, deleting, connect to that. Environment, co-creation, believing and having faith is the key here, knowing and allowing the shifts to take place, relaxing into it, being in ease, allowing the universe and your soul to allow whatever to show up will show up. Receiving, being, breathing in the now moment. Holding in this now space, holding in this vibration, allowing the vibration to rise, or allowing your higher self, your true self, to come in, connecting to your highest information, your highest blueprint, the highest source, releasing any and all negative doesn't allow that. Deletion complete, clearing complete, releasing, releasing. Reprogramming, recoding, new frequencies and all that, layers, co-creation is complete. Okay, there we are.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Awesome. My head feels clearer. I had a little bit of a headache, and that definitely feels much better now. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hopefully a lot of people felt
familiar, for sure. Awesome. Yeah, if you guys can let us know how you're doing, that would be fabulous.
I would love that.
Yeah, all right. So while they do that, Elia, I'm curious, how do I or how do we know if we're aligned on our path? And when we're aligned, like, how do we stay on it? How does that all work?
Yeah, you know, they're two of the same, and yet they're different. So your life purpose has a main theme in the overall picture, especially probably people on this call, usually people that get in front of me, they often have the theme of, you know, serving people, serving humanity in a big way often, and knowing this and feeling it. Even if they don't truly know it, they have this desire to assist people in, like, teaching fields and healing fields, and that's like an overall, and it can kind of shift and change to a degree. Some people's purpose actually can flip completely. They're doing one thing and they're on their purpose, and then they move into often a more spiritual path afterward. But the overall is the path alignment is in the now moment. For whatever purpose that you're in the space to be living at the time, however much you're aligned in the now moment is actually the alignment on your path. And that can be quite aligned, and yet it can also be way, way off or just a bit off. And it changes day to day, moment to moment. And yet the overall is, depending on how much people move into the intention to be connected and to be aligned and to hold a higher vibrational state, which holds them in a place where they're able to hear their intuition more, which will hold them and align them and guide them to stay on their path in the now moment more often and more fully. So a lot of things that are in the field, in the non-physical space, can be helping skew that and helping you not be able to recognize that you're fully aligned on your path or not.
Interesting. That makes perfect sense, though. Very interesting. So then why won't some issues budge, or like some of these issues that we have, especially ones that have been around for a while, they half heal or they come back? Like why does this happen?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a number of reasons why dis-ease and issues in our reality in front of us show up. The overall is our soul is looking to evolve. And in the evolving state, the soul blueprint, all the information in the soul blueprint in the non-physical is at a neutral place. So it's got to be pulled down into a polarized experience, the polarity of positive and negative in like this physical dimensional space that we're living here, to show up the information for the soul desiring to evolve from the negative. That's why it doesn't feel good. Is it's looking to evolve from that negative information, and here it feels bad. And that feeling bad, the discerning, the recognition of it can come in all forms, but we still have free will. So as we're living in this physical dimension, these physical bodies, we have free will to make these choices to either focus on the negative or the positive, and to either own it be in that state of living in the story if it's negative, because negative is actually negation of your higher self, your higher truth, your information that is who you truly are now. It's just negation of that. But people often own that information as their truth. It's not true, but they own that as their truth. And if they're moving in that direction with their free will and they're focusing on that, then the overall theme is the soul's like, wow, you're not doing too hot with where I'm desiring you to go so I can evolve and we can have this amazing co-creational experience in this physical dimension. So when we're doing really well, things can move and shift and flow, and they can have healers and quantum facilitators like me come in front of them and assist them. And the soul still is choosing exactly everything that's going on in the non-physical to whether it's going to be a physical, a permanent deletion of something, or like a reforming or reprogramming to some degree or to a extreme degree, but it can be any different type of degree. There's also types of factors in the field. There's like mechanisms and activations and deactivations, and those can be where things are being released and cleared in the now moment because the soul's like, yeah, I'm really okay that we do this. I'm really okay that this goes on. But they weren't really listening to me too well. And part of this stuff that's coming in front of us, this negative stuff, is like that's the communication of the soul. It's communicating with us on where it wants us to recognize information and even lessons. So the information and lessons that we're recognizing and moving through, if we're not fully recognizing them or not fully getting the lesson, then eventually soul sometimes will be like, you know, I'm going to have to bring this back in front of you stronger, and it's going to start showing up again in a way where the people are like, wow, I kind of thought I had this healed. I thought this healer healed it, or I thought I healed it. I thought I got through this issue. Why is this like coming back up? It's because it wasn't fully recognized and addressed by the person, by their free will choices they're living. The soul is constantly making decisions, and the information is constantly coming through in certain ways to show up in our physical reality to the level of the information that we're supposed to be understanding and coming into awareness of. And lessons are a thing. We are supposed to learn certain things before something is fully, truly healed, and it can come in many forms. It can come in the form of, you know, someone's just too stubborn in this area, and the soul's like, you're just too stubborn, so I'm going to bring this in front of you, and it's going to cause you to not be able to be so dang stubborn. Or you just can't seem to move out of that space of that focusing of that sadness, and I'm really at this evolving state where looking to have this sadness released, and so I'm going to create something for you to recognize. You really got to move out of the sadness. You really got to recognize the sadness is no longer benefiting you. It's no longer the information is coming through in energy, and energy feels like emotion. And so emotion is like information from your soul. As I talk about the communication of your soul. So even emotions are the communication from your soul. And if we're not getting it, then we'll probably end up with more and more things in our physical dimensional space and experience that gets harder and harder and feels worse and worse to pull that up, to force us to finally look at it, to finally address it, to finally move out of it. And yet there's many times where it's in your field, it's non-physical information that it's just really stuck there, and that can be just removed and released and deleted, and the soul's like, yes, yes, just do that. That's totally limiting right now, absolutely. And they'll either allow you and or the healer to just move it out, clear it up, release it completely, and it's no longer going to be an issue. And then that's when people do immediately and or fully heal, clear, release issues in front of them, and those don't come back. So they can come back, or they don't come back, and that's kind of the overall theme of why.
Interesting. That makes that brings a lot of even though we don't like those lessons, sometimes that knowing that they
not
are
usually
there for a reason. That's
yeah.
Good. So as you work through all that, you kind of talked about it, but then how do you up-level permanently?
Right. Well, the overall theme when it comes to a person working with themselves and or healers and having these places where they're able to move through information and move through the evolving on their own or with whoever's assisting them, and that can be a permanent solution. It can be even self-awareness alone. It can shift someone into a permanent new place, a new position, of letting of something go, moving out of this making a decision and coming to this place where they're deciding, I'm no longer going to live this way or live in this story, or I'm going to let this person go or this pain go, or I'm going to step up and move into this place where I'm going to find out why this is going on. Maybe I'm going to work to be healthier and see if that helps me. So there's all these ways that we can move forward and evolve and heal issues, heal our bodies. But there's also a lot in the non-physical realm and the soul's blueprint that's really stuck, and a number of people don't have the capacity to actually get to those places and to really actually move and delete that information and clear it up completely, have it facilitated in whatever way the soul is desiring. So the more you have somebody that's more intuitive and aware that can really work in the non-physical, then they assist you in that way. It's kind of like they're the person talking to your soul for you when you can't really do that. You're not at that level of ability yet, even though we all have intuition, we all have information coming at us. You know, some of us are more able to hear it, and some of us then are also more able to do something about it and affect it. And I forgot the question you asked me.
It was you answered it. How do you do it up level permanently?
Right. Okay. And so those are all permanent in the way that if the soul is like, you know, that's all I need you to do is become aware of that, and all I need you to do is just start stepping into that self-care more, or all I needed to do was to release that energy more fully and allow that healer to do that for you. That's fantastic, and it's permanent. And so in the way that, as well as for me, I do the same thing, only I go into the field in a way that I can go into the information and into certain areas of a person's blueprint and the field itself, the quantum space and fields, doing things that most people haven't been trained to do, haven't been informed and don't have the capacity of understanding to actually go and do those specific things. And so the soul is like saying to me, oh, yeah, Laya, fantastic. Here, do this. Don't do this. Do this. Remove this. Release this. Deactivate this for now. I'm totally cool with that. This mechanism no longer needs to be there, et cetera, et cetera. This overall factor, in fact, in their environment right now, get this out. They're in their fields. There's a tear here. Do this, repair that, remove that. And all that information that I'm doing as well, all that higher level information in the quantum space is also permanent, because it's information the soul is no longer desiring to be there. And when it's removed, deleted, deactivated, whatever's going on in the non-physical, it has to show up in the physical a different way. So that's how it's permanent, because the soul's making a choice, but it does just stop, that information stops being there, in that certain way. It's changed, and it doesn't come back in the ways the soul doesn't want it to come back. It does not come back. So that's the permanent way that reality shows up different.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I have one more question for you, but before I do that, I just want to read a couple responses from the group process you did. Debbie says, thank you for the clearing. I feel better after that. I was feeling in my head and my heart chakra area was tight and has been lately. I feel lighter now. Very cool, Debbie. Suzanne said, I felt energetic releases taking place during the exercise. And Lorraine said, I also felt a bit of a shift, so thank you very much. So awesome. Thanks for that feedback, ladies. So, Laya, you know, I've read so many stories of people that you've worked with, you know, hearing, you know, some of the stories are on your offer page and stuff like, you know, in just two sessions, suicidal feelings were completely gone. Laya cleared my blocks to my creative side, and I began a YouTube channel that next week, which became a hit. Someone found a long-lost check after they did a session with you on money. Someone was exposed to COVID and was having a hard time breathing. And after you worked with her, the next day her chest and cough pain was gone. So, like, there's story after story, and you guys can look at those on your offer page. But what I want to know is, why is your modality so powerful? Why is what you do so powerful?
Well, yeah, I touched on it in a way that, you know, it's hard to be like saying, oh, I'm so awesome. But the factor is that there's it's like
Laya, you're a little muffled. Something happened with your audio. Oh, there, that's better.
Okay, fantastic. We good?
Yep.
Are we good? Okay. So I touched on it a little bit in the way when I was talking about, it's like a brain surgery enough for doctors. Like you go to a general doctor or a specific doctor, but then you really get to a specialist where they're like, they specialize very specifically. So then you have a brain surgeon and then you have like a specialist brain surgeon, right? So you got this ladder of specialty of training. And I've actually been informed that I came here for the specific purpose. And the majority of what I've been trained by is the non-physical counsel. There's information and entities, whether we believe it or not, that can assist us from the non-physical space and literally have that purpose to be assisting us. And I have my counsel. And they actually trained me on how to go into the field and do all these different things. And every time I turn around, I think, I can't learn more than this. This is crazy. I know so much about how to go into the quantum space and the quantum field and the soul's blueprint and do all these weird things and this crazy information shifting and changing and reprogramming, coding, all this stuff. And then I turn around and find out, nope, there's more to learn. And it happens over and over. So I've been trained consistently on a regular basis, not from humans, but from non-physical, sharing information that I often end up having healers, even high-level quantum facilitators as my clients, because this is information and understanding and training that none of them have that I do. And I also am not specifically a healer, even though people's bodies and their realities around them heal. It's more or less there's a specialty that I've been trained where people don't have their reality in front of them showing up the way they desire. And I'm able to go into that space and do all those things so that people's reality in front of them can finally show up. It can finally show up the way they desire. It's been being blocked in so many different ways that we do all that information shifting and evolve the soul to such a level that the reality can finally show up. And people often heal and see their reality change right in front of them really quickly. You know, pain drops like instantly. And you know, people feel lighter, obviously. And that's a fantastic thing, even though you wouldn't think it's much. But feeling lighter is actually a really amazing thing to experience. But the overall is, I mean, definitely also people are like, oh, I like seeing the check. I like seeing my money double. I like seeing the income come in. I like seeing my soulmate show up all of a sudden. I like having my busted finger start moving and feeling fine after a day. You know, that's fantastic and great. And then, you know, I like seeing that I'm moving more onto my path and my clients are showing up better and I'm serving better and my intuition is better and I'm feeling lighter in the way that I feel emotionally more stable and I'm stressing less. So all these things can show up quickly like that. The overall is the theme of it is since it's permanent information shifted, deleted, cleared up, everything is permanently in your reality. Your reality is permanently up-leveled and it stays like that. So it's compounding over and over through time and that stuff can actually show up down the road as well. It can shift and change and be experienced in a different way than they could have, including they might after I assist them the way I do, then they might actually come across another healer, a doctor, another modality, a teacher. You know, that often happens where finally, whatever issue that they were desiring to finally be released, cleared, healed, whatever, or things that they desire to have and get and experience finally happens. It doesn't even matter that it's like I open them into that new reality, and then they finally can start actually experiencing that reality. So there's a slight difference to that. And so it's like I'm really great where I love to tell people, now, if you feel like going to another healer, absolutely go do that, because that's who you're supposed to go to next. Once I've cleared your reality and cleared your ability to have all these new opportunities of your reality showing up different, more in the way you desire, because I can't, I'm only removing the negative, right? The negative is the only thing the soul wants to evolve out of. So it's always going to be an improved reality. Even if at times it shows up that it doesn't seem to be improved, that's a temporary shifting mechanism that happens in our world. It will eventually truly show up improved and keep improving and be permanently improved. And that's where I begin with my specialty. And then they move on to other people and other teachers and other information. I had somebody, they couldn't move their arm. They fell off a cliff. And they couldn't move their arm, their shoulder up much at all without a lot of pain, and months of that had happened. And I did a really short little session on them as we walked around a house. And I said, you know what, it looks like I'm feeling that you're going to come across some information and your shoulder will be healed. I had no idea what was going on, but come to find out, he found some video on YouTube a few days later teaching about how to hang on a bar, and he healed his shoulder by hanging on the bar. But that possible reality to show up like that only happens once I've removed all the information, cleared it, and reprogrammed it a certain way so it can happen that way.
Very
so
cool.
I have a client just recently that showed up in front of me. She's like, I don't even know if I can afford a house, let alone get a house and qualify for a house. I have no idea. But within a month, we had her not only qualified for a house, we had her qualified to the level of a state where she came across the homes that she qualified for. She ended up leveling into the reality of her dream house. So within 30 days, she qualified and found her dream house. And to say, interestingly, it's like, well, maybe that would have just happened anyway. You can always say that, but there's two things. One, my clients have that so often, so consistently, on such a regular basis. They come to me with things that haven't showed up for a really long time. They have things that have been repeating over and over for a really long time, years, months, or days. It's a consistent long-term, and people say, oh, yeah, I was going to do that. It's like, but you didn't. You didn't do it until this happened. You know, you didn't do it until we addressed this, until I went into your field and did this. That's when you did it. Well, I was going to do it. How long were you going to do it? I was going to do it, right? How long? Well, it's been a few months, you know.
Right.
It's been a few months. Oh, okay. But then you did it the next day. Well, yeah. Like, yeah, okay. And they get insights, and this information comes to them in ideas, and they're like, I just had this thought that I should do this. I just had this thought I should go. Right. That's fantastic. These thoughts, these people, this information is all in front of you, becomes a new possibility once I've done my specialty that I've been trained to do, to actually not only do this for people, but help high-level healers and people that are meant to serve on a high level, because they can't do that. This isn't what they're trained to do, so they put them in front of me so I can do that for them. But I can do it for anybody, but they often put high-level people in front of me that have a high purpose, because there's so many amazing healers out there, and modalities and information and teachers and all that, right? There's so much amazingness out there. I don't need to step into those people's shoes. They all have their job to serve, and it's fantastic and it's wonderful. My job is to help people open up to those other healers and those modalities and opportunities. So my job is very specifically trained to allow them to have that possible new reality and then move forward more aligned and connected and guided straight to that information to bring them to that new experience and desire.
Very cool.
Whew.
Very, very cool. Well, can we see it in action? I think let's take some one-on-one callers, and so we can experience it and watch you work in action, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, great. Is there anything you want to say before we take our first caller? Is there information you need from them? Like, I know, like, let's keep it to one issue, and we're going to keep these mini sessions short, like 2 minutes. Is there any information you need from them, Laya, before we pick our first caller?
Yeah, so being that I often can bring people into immediate healing, and that could be the intention that the souls bring these people in front of me on this call in that way, where they'll feel immediate relief, they really can, like even in pain. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll not only be the only thing they need, and it doesn't necessarily mean they will specifically feel specific relief if it's a deeper issue, and I can kind of check into that and find out. But we'll see who gets in front of me on this call and see how I can assist them in that way. No matter what, I am doing stuff in their field and I am going to be helping them. And their soul is the one mainly going to be choosing that. So I'm not that, like I said, that normal healer that always gives someone relief all of a sudden, even though that often is the case. But definitely will clear up some stuff for them. Specifically the way their soul desires. That's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, if you want to pick our first caller, we have 18 hands raised. So pick between 1 and 18.
Okay, 16.
All right, number 16. Your first three digits are 519. 519, you are unmuted.
Hello?
519. Hello, welcome.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are on.
Hi. I just said hi. I've been here sitting here deliberating, which issue should I, should I address? Because I've got the last month or so, it seemed like I've been swamped with health issues and like been more accident prone and then money issues. Like, so I'm not sure. Can you tune in to see what's the most pressing for me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Hold on. Let me see. Do you have something pressing you emotionally at this time? There seems to be some emotions that are showing up, kind of a underlying surface that if you pay attention, you can notice them, or maybe you're aware of them.
Well, I recently, in the last couple of weeks, went through a major breakup, and
that would be that could definitely be it. Yeah, okay. I apologize if you don't want that address, but that is what came up, and I'm getting that confirmed. Would you like some work on that?
Oh, absolutely. That would be wonderful, because okay. I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's just see what I can do for you. So are you feeling the emotions at all, or is it just so painful that it's kind of like off to the side?
Yeah, it's off to the side. I'm trying to avoid thinking about it.
Yeah, it is funny. I often have people in front of me where the issues are so deep and so heavy, they can barely not only look over at it at all, even look at it. I even had someone that she couldn't even look at money physically, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes often not very aware of that deeper issue. But if it's brought in front of me, then I can address it, because they wouldn't have somebody have that giant issue start showing up and then not be able to do anything about it. So, yeah, we're definitely shifting that.
I can't even look at certain places in my house. Just, it's too disturbing.
Oh, and isn't that funny? I bring that up. Well, maybe, just maybe this time, you'll be able to look at something, someplace. Is there anything around you that you can't look at right now?
I find it hard to look at the bedroom and, like, even sleep in my bed.
Oh, that would be understandable. Is the bedroom door anywhere nearby?
Yep.
Maybe if you could tell me how you feel looking at it, or if you can't at all, just let me know.
I feel like it feels like there's a ghost around me. It's just
okay.
Even though the person's not dead, but it just it's like this presence.
Oh, I get that. I absolutely get that. You know, to a degree, we do have a presence. This person was a soulmate, and it's not like all soulmates are meant to be permanent, okay? So, and yet they can temporarily separate from us, and it can be a possibility. I often have people realign their soulmates that they were with, that they were no longer with when they came in front of me. Also, they also move on to another soulmate, the better, improved soulmate they're meant to be with next. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this was a soulmate, is a soulmate, not even was, is a soulmate. And in that way, we have a connection with them. So even if they aren't physically in front of, oh, excuse me. Even if they aren't physically in front of us, we can often be connecting with them, and their soul has a capacity to be visiting us even when, you know, we can't see them. I'm kind of picking up that's what's going on. So it's not even that you actually are seeing a ghost. It's actually that you're recognizing the soul presence of him or them, this soulmate. There you go. Hello. Release that, absolutely. Yeah, that dam wanted to break. There you go. I know it feels bad right now, like real bad now, but it's now in front and it's moving out. So as it's showing up right now, it is moving out right here with you, and it's moving out. I'll be right here with you as I say this. These negative energies that we call emotions, this negative information that wants to release itself out, this feels really bad. It feels really bad.
I just didn't want to feel it.
It's exactly, and this is what's showing up now. You don't want to feel it, but it's moving out. Moving. So allowing it to leave. Just being with it and allowing it to leave. There you go. Just watch how fast it leaves. Well, watch how fast it leaves. And as this negative information, these negative emotions leave, it allows us to connect more fully to our higher self and the soul and feel better. It even brings a more of a connection, even if they're not there. And it doesn't make you miss them more. It actually lets you miss them less in being able to feel more connected from these negative emotions being released. So from this, you should feel better. I suspect you will be able to at least look at your bedroom. Maybe even go in it. The bed, something in the bed, I'm not sure yet, but maybe in a few days it could shift enough. I would love to hear from you, too, about that.
Oh,
but checking in right now.
Yeah, it feels like something's really let go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we broke it down.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
good
it.
Work. Oh, good work. Good job. Good job letting that go.
On a live call.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's like, there'll probably be a little bit more of it.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Oh,
I'm sure. But we broke the dam, and it's being shifted, and council is still working with you and on you, and I would love to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think
thank
I need to
you
get your
joining.
Thank
you.
Thank
you
so much.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Awesome. I have helped people grief often, and it's fast. Grief is so heavy. Once we break that dam and it comes flooding through, it starts to heal, and it's so heavy, it comes through pretty hard, and then it's quick to leave. Long-term grief, can start healing right away once that dam is broken, because that brings more of the connection, and the connection is actually what stops the grief. The grief is stopping the connection.
That makes sense. Wow. Very cool. That was very powerful. All right. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. I see a couple people asking that. So you press star 2 on the phone lines and you can raise your hand. Let's take another caller and then let's talk about your offer, Laya. A lot of people have questions about that as well. So if you want to pick a number now between 1 and 22. All right, number 20, your first three digits are 604. 604, you are unmuted. Hello, 604?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, welcome. Are you there?
Nope. I am.
All right, you're on with Laya.
Hi.
Is that you, Laya? All right. I don't think we have that. I don't think we can hear them. All right, let's pick another number.
Okay.
That's funny.
Let's see.
Up to 27 now.
Oh, okay. 24.
All right. 24. Your first three digits are 860. 860. You are unmuted.
You jumped on and became the person.
I know. I was like, all right. So wait, we're really having issues here. What did you say? 24. 860 dropped off. Wow, we're having issues. All right. This is an international number. The new 24, the international number, is 436.
Hi,
436.
Is this me? Yes,
it is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can't believe it. You're amazing.
Welcome.
Wow. Amazing.
Push some people
okay,
out.
I'm Maria calling from Austria.
Wow, cool.
Yes, I'm a network, and I definitely didn't expect to get picked, so I'm just going to... Do I need to say something, Laya, or...
I can do whatever you want me to do. I can check in for you. I can just do something right now, or you can tell me
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll tell you my biggest issue right I'm facing right now is that my husband and me finally found our dream house. And just that we were closing in on the deal, and suddenly the markets are doing like really badly, and you know it's an issue for me to take out money from a hedge fund because it's just crashed, and then yes, I have a lot of worry. And then after many years of heartache, finally in 3 weeks my son is going to be born, so everything's kind of happening at the same time. It's just like
okay.
Some guidance.
Okay. And are you feeling like worried and overwhelmed at this time?
Yes, I am a little overwhelmed with the timelines because I'm going to have my baby in Italy. So I have to drive to Italy in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, I also need to make sure I deposit money in the escrow. I have to deposit like 500,000. And I'm a bit nervous that everything goes smoothly. So,
yeah, I'm definitely feeling there's some, when we start seeing our reality show up the way we're desiring, the more we start seeing it, the more stuff can start bubbling to the surface to allow it to fully realize in front of us. And that stuff bubbling up can come in the form of worry and fright and overwhelm. And in those negative energies and information, if we start kind of owning those, our negative thoughts come in, and things like, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. Wow, this is too much. What was I thinking? Maybe this isn't going to happen. I don't know if this is going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to think about it negatively, but underneath that thought, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, did I rush into this? Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. You remind me of one of my recent clients when I just talked about the house. This happened with her. And so that stuff's got to be moved out and shifted enough so it can finally fully realize. And I can definitely help clear that up because you are meant to experience this home and have a healthy, wonderful pregnancy into birth. And this overall theme is both of these things together, and all that negative information, those thoughts are coming in, and you're kind of holding yourself in the space of focusing on that. And when we focus on the negative and the negative thoughts and start just owning those possibilities of the negative, we're negating that possible higher vibrational experience that we're desiring so much that it's like I call it attachment. We're attached to the outcome. And when we become attached to the outcome, it can't quite show up yet. And so she had that where she was about to close on the house and everything was going great. And all of a sudden, she actually had just stopped utilizing my services and was even taken out of the automatic container. And the day it happened, she let me know a week later, she said, yeah, ever since that day, I haven't heard back from my realtor. I haven't heard back from the sellers. I haven't heard back from anybody on this house. Everything just ceased, and I don't know what's going on, and I'm really worried. And she was fretting and having the negative thoughts starting to show up, and every day that didn't show up, and every day that she didn't hear from anybody, she more and more thought, I'm not going to get my dream house. Oh, no, you know, started going into that and becoming attached to it. And so I've got this information I can shift for you, this negative emotions, and in the space to tell you, to be able to have you step back up into that reality. I told her the same thing, step back up into that reality of that possibility and own that space of, yes, absolutely, I can have this. I desire it, and I know I can have it. I know it. I saw it. I've seen it. It's showing up in front of me. it's my reality I get to have. So I can clear you for those worry emotions, those negative emotions at this time. I can see why the universe kind of pushed other people off to the side when you're about to have a baby, because they're actually saying some of this overwhelm and worry would have possibly brought complications to the birth. So this is really good that we're addressing this. Really, really good. Yeah. I'm really glad they got you on the call. They're like, no, not her, get her on the call, get her on the
call. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad. Okay, so I'm going to keep working on that. So they can keep working on you there. Is there nothing I just... Okay, no. So I'd like you to tell me how you're feeling and start thinking about stepping into that amazing reality of having that house and having that perfect, awesome birth and baby and feel into that.
Wow, yes. Yes, I do feel a lot relaxed because, you know, this pandemic and all these regulations that, I have to go 7 days before and I have to be in quarantine before I can go to the hospital. It's like stressing me out. But I'm like, okay, everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out.
There you go. That you'll start feeling that more and more. And that, stay with that and just allow that to be your truth, because that is the truth. And yes. Moving into that, when I moved my client back into that state of her truth, releasing that bit of stuff that showed up that needed to be released, and then she held on to it and allowed it to be true, right? And she heard from her realtor an hour later.
Okay, I am really very drawn to working with you. From Sunday, I've been looking at your offer, and I'm looking, and... this is like amazing. It's like a gift. I never ever expected. I never ever get picked, by the way. This is like
amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And it's awesome. You have awesome reality to step into now, and it's like this is when you get picked.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I would
love to
join
you.
Yeah, and best of luck with your delivery. We'll be thinking about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we have questions about the offer. Let's talk about the offer. If you guys want to go to orderjoy2020.com/Laya21, that's L-A-Y-A 2-1. Again, orderjoy2020.com/Laya21. And Laya, if you want to talk about what is in this offer, what people can expect. Guys, if you've been following along all weekend, you'll see that we had an early bird price that expired quickly after the first, I think it was 20 or so that bought. Then we had to move to tier one pricing because it was so popular. And so we had to keep extending that because we knew a lot of people were waiting for the call. So we extended that. And now we're in tier two pricing, which will last until tomorrow. So you have 24 hours to decide if this offer is right for you or not as Laya goes through it. And see if it fits right for you. So, Laya, take it away.
Okay. And, you know, before I get started on sharing the offer, I do want to express one other thing that just came to mind during this. When it comes to the things that are stopping us, the information and the energies, all the stuff in the non-physical field and that quantum space, your soul blueprint, your false blueprints, and all those places, a lot of it can show up in ways of self-sabotage and even in, you know, addictive behavior. And I often have people where their self-sabotage is released and they start no longer having the behaviors that are sabotaging their life. They even can move into positive behaviors, even starting to meditate and eat healthier and make that decision that was really hard for them to make. And they were stubbornly like, I'm not going to do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm stuck. It's not going to work. So I often have people that are stuck. I often have people that are at a, you know, the sold glass ceiling, which is part of the offer, speak. It's true. It's like you're at this glass ceiling with where you're at, not only in your life showing up the way it's showing up, what no matter what you do, the life shows up that way, and you're like, I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. I've efforted really hard. I've put in all the work. I've done my due diligence. I've become my own healer. I've done so many things. But I can't stop doing this, or I can't get myself to do this. That's often the case too. And there's a lot of people that actually have to effort really, really hard. So there's a lot of people that are efforting really hard to keep their life going at whatever level they're at. Either it's barely going and they're like, oh my God, I'm working so hard and I just can't barely get my life going. And there's other people that their life is quite successful and they're doing quite well. I have people that are very successful, even, you know, very well off people in their life and doing spectacular in certain ways. But then there's, you know, they can't sleep at night, or they're working so hard, they're like unable to stop efforting so hard. So I assist people to move out of their self-sabotage and their extreme amount of effort, excuse me, and moving into more of their ease and their beingness and their connection and their intuitive flow. So I just wanted to add that in because part of the offer page does talk in that way, and my testimonials. That's a big deal for people. And oftentimes when it comes to that, the reason we made the package the way we did is I mainly recommend people to get with me in a group setting first, where they get initial clearings. Everybody gets a long questionnaire sent and they fill it out. And the universe and their soul has this agreement, my counsel and myself, we all have this agreement that everything that people start bringing up and sharing in the questionnaire and they start thinking about and having in their life going on, all that stuff being activated in their field and showing up to be released and removed and cleared up in whatever ways their souls are desiring can be started with right away. And the quick stuff, the immediate stuff, the soul's like, yeah, just that, yeah, absolutely. That stuff, absolutely, right now, can be addressed. And then they're placed in the automatic container where there's literally automatic processes going on. And anybody that we've agreed to place in the container, they are being consistently taken care of in a way where they're even being protected by the non-physical type of entities, whether you believe it or not, that there's negative and there's positive. So we've got angels and guides and counsel, and then we've got other types of negative entities of sorts with many different names that do affect us on a regular basis. And then we've got people and energies around us in our environment, in our homes, where we go, who we interact with, and we take on their energies and their information in their fields, bump into ours and move into our spaces where we have terrors and all this weird, crazy stuff goes on where the containers were made and I've been developing them in a way where I was doing things consistently for clients, finding out, well, we need to have that often. Okay, so that's got to be often. So I would like check in 6 to 8 times a day for people. And I started putting them in this group container where I would do all this clearing of their environment, of their homes, their cars, where they've been, what they've taken on from people, what's been activated, their negative energies, anything that's going on, and any kind of influence or attack on them, any types of portals that they walk into that show up in their field or in their environment. All of that stuff I was manually taking care of. I've learned with counsel to be able to put it into automatic processes, and that they now facilitate this automatic container. And then throughout every single day, 2 to 3 times, I do check-ins for anybody in the container where anything that can be bumped a bit more outside of the processes, a little extra information that can be deleted or deactivated at that moment, any soul is like, yeah, you know what, Laya, this right now, now I'm okay with this to be removed or released or whatever I do in the field for the person, for their soul, on behalf. That stuff consistently with the automatic container has a lot of effect alone. So those two things happening consistently for 1, 2, 3 months shows up a lot of shifting for people in certain ways. And then we notice certain things either shifted a little or not at all, and we start to address those more specifically. And that's where the group clearings start to become the stronger factor, where we start affecting them specifically in a deeper way. And it's not that you even have to be on the calls at all. It's that place where that's extra information being addressed at that time. So I put the group clearings soon after so we can dig in quickly and remove things for them to be a level of extra information and clearings. So the automatic container, the four or five months that they get, that's already a really big deal of taking care of them. They should feel lighter and feel better. They will likely argue less with people, or people will argue less with them. They might even notice people around them just are easier to get along, or they also may stress less, and things will shift and show up differently in their life overall. Then the group clearings on the live group calls, we've got where I will address more things at that time for people that filled out the questionnaire, sent in anything else in an email, and that ask on the call. Any person that is a client of mine that I clear for that one person anytime, either in the remote check-ins or on the live group call, digging deeper, they all get anything that's similar or in any way entangled, cleared up. Everybody gets that cleared up, everybody. So part of the group clearing is a facilitation of information. So if you're on the call or your email and inquire, I will start bringing more clarity and information to everybody on the call. So if you listen to the replay, you still got the clearings, whether you're on the replay or not, or on the call or not, you get the clearings often whenever you listen to my voice. So whether I'm clearing you or not, you've got the automatic container going, and then you're hearing my voice, you're getting the remotes constantly. There's so much support and there's so much shifting and clearing going on that after 5 months, people will really know where everything the soul was okay for them to be shifting. And as you're moving forward in life, the soul is more okay, like I said, when you're on a more aligned, intuitive, positive path. And all of this stuff also helps you stay more aligned and more positive and connected and intuitively guided, and the soul to be even more okay with even more to be released and cleared at the time and deactivated and shifted and reprogrammed. So this long term with the group clearing support really gives them this incredible amount of quantum assistance and facilitation that is honestly what I've offered here. I won't offer again because I do have clients that have paid a lot of money to have this kind of assistance and support. It's a big deal. So from that point, anybody that after the 3 or 4 months showing up, the big, deep, deep issues that have so much going on in their field. There's some reasons, maybe it's a lesson or two or a co-creation or certain contractual co-creational agreements or something that's going on that's holding something in place and it's not shifting. We can really dig in further and recognize that. And that's where the extra group clearings come in down the road, where that's where we start to focus on the things that are no longer shifting and showing up. I can bring more clarity for them in on the calls as well. And all the calls, the first group of calls and the second group of calls, at the end, I allow people to ask questions. So I have Q&A. So people can also be like, you know, I don't understand this. This is what happened. Or, you know, for me right now, this is what's going on. I don't get it. I can bring people a little bit more clarity during the calls. And so you don't ever have to be on the calls to get a whole lot of support and a whole lot of clearing. And you don't have to get the group clearings at the end, but I recommend the end group clearings as well, so we can really address whatever the soul is like, no, that's not going to work out. We're not going to clear that. That's not going to shift at this time. This isn't going to show up for them because of this. Whatever the things and reasons, we'll be able to look into that further. But you get support. If you truly want and desire it, you get more support by being on a call, but you absolutely don't have to. I'm not sure what else to say about it. I'm trying to remember.
I think that sounds good. Someone's asking
the Facebook
about
community. They also get on the Facebook group, and that's a place where I'll probably I just like interacting with people, so I'll probably be on there and at times do a live and maybe do a free bonus that's for something, or a mini live clearing immediate, like, you know, pick somebody, say like, oh, this is awesome, I saw what you said, I'm going to help you out. People that are in pain, whether they email me or message on the Facebook, I often just like to see if I can't drop their pain a little, because pain is showing up so strongly. Pain and extreme amounts of negative in front of you, it means the soul is kind of like yelling at you, and it's kind of like, oh, come on, can you not hear me? And then if they get you in front of me, I can be like, oh, yeah, here, this is, it wants to be released and removed, like, badly, right? So it's like, there, finally. And then their pain starts to drop because it wants to be released. It's like sitting there screaming, going, ah, come on, come on, come on. And it's like, oh, I got this. I got this for you. Here you go. And there you go. So, okay, go ahead.
Very cool. Two things I want to say. One is, when I was looking through the stories from your clients, one overwhelming similarity between so many of them are that the amount of support that they get when they work with you is just incredible. So people feel so very supported. So I just wanted to make sure that I say that, because I don't always hear that. So, and I definitely heard that a lot with everybody that you are working with. So. Just want to say that. And also, someone is asking about the questionnaire and when they will receive it. It sounds like he already signed up and hasn't received it. So do they get that right away, or do you send that later?
No, yeah, they get it right away in the way that we're working on getting all the emails situated that purchased prior to the interview, and sending the questionnaires out with the emails and information for them, because they have a little extra because they jumped on before the interview. And then the rest of those that come on after, they will be getting their interview or their questionnaire quite quickly afterwards. So yeah, we've been holding the line for the group, but everybody's going to be getting the questionnaires very soon.
Okay,
very likely tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for that. Let me see if I can.
And you're right. You know, people often, especially my clients, they feel alone. They feel like they've tried everything. They feel like, and they've gone to a lot of people. I've gone to a lot of people for help, a lot of experts for help, professionals, you know, hypnosis, healers, quantum facilitators, even experienced a number of self-healing modalities of sorts, even certified and learned how to be healers themselves. And they feel feel very alone in life. I have a lot of clients. They feel very alone. They feel very unsupported. So that's another reason why I made it this package this way, is because it's true. There's a ton of support where you're no longer alone. Let me guarantee you. I mean, you're never alone anyway, but you're really no longer alone when you get in this. This is a serious place of finally getting that assistance and help and that shifting and that clarity and information and feeling better and feeling lighter overall and being more at ease and less stress overall. And it's fantastic support. You're not alone anymore.
Awesome. All right. So I see somebody. All right. Yeah. So I see another person talking about the questionnaire. It sounds like she's working on sending out everybody who's purchased before the call. So you should be getting that shortly. And everybody that purchases today moving forward should get it within the next day or two. So just hang tight with that. Someone's asking, and I know you talked about it a little bit, but if you go into more, they're wanting to know the difference between the group sessions in the program and the group sessions in the VIP program. What makes them different? And I think you talked about it briefly, but it's...
Yeah, okay. So the group sessions, initially, they are the overall support system where we start digging and clearing up more as the automatic container is doing its work. Anything else that can be addressed at that time is like there's more digging and clearing from the questionnaire, and in the group clearings, they're just like my taking extra time to dig further and clear further on the specific issues that the automatic container is not addressing. Those are an overall theme for people to just have a lot be addressed, checked, shifted through that time period that we do those. But then the VIP comes in at the later date. It helps with digging in further to what didn't shift and show up the way they desired, so we can dig in further and find out why. And it's more specifically customized to those specific factors when people let us know, well, this hasn't shifted yet. I don't know what's going on with this. This definitely did. This is completely gone. But, you know, so like those different places where, first of all, I mean, nobody can have their entire life shift in 5 months. And even if I did clear amazingly your whole life in 5 months, it's not going to show up all of a sudden in 5 months. It'll show up months and months later, not all of it. So tons will show up right away, but then tons will show up later as well. But the extra VIP is to do the extra digging, the deeper digging on the issues that are still having not shown up the way people desire. And even if it's like, yeah, this is shifting, but it seems slow, or yeah, my headaches are way less and they're less often, but, you know, like I have a lot of people say things like that. So then we check in further for like extra entanglements or whatnot that hasn't been addressed yet. Or the soul's like, well, this is why I'm not letting that fully go. Or, you know, they haven't quite come across this concept. So once you bring them into this awareness, now we'll get them out of it. So I bring people into different places where they can finally shift completely at that point. And it's not that people want us to focus on like, okay, this call is for money, this call is for soulmates. It doesn't matter for my calls. So if your soulmate is like on the precipice and I do the clearing for alignment for your soulmate, they can show up like tomorrow, right? So, I mean, even an hour later, honestly. But other times it might show up, not show up because of the timing for your path, or the soulmate, or some other issue that's like, no, we don't want, they're not meant to show up yet, but I can speed it up. So they weren't going to meet for like 2 years. Now they're going to meet in like 8 months, right? So it's the overall theme of things shift and change, and the souls choose it, and time goes on, and things are different, and things don't change, things do change. And we know, and we can check, and we focus in further and further. And that, the even deeper would be the deep dives, the one-on-ones, the deep, deep stuff. You know, I had somebody, she had this horrible pain in her head that would constantly show up and never go away, no matter what she did, no matter who she had help her, it just never resolved. And when she came across me, I started helping it release, and she started feeling relief from the pain, and then she started seeing it go away. But she's like, it's not going away completely. No matter what we did and talked about and checked, it didn't go away completely until we started the second deep dive. We had done the automatic container and everything I'd been doing for her with the group, and then we did a deep dive. We moved along. We allowed stuff to shift and awarenesses to come. And so I brought information to her one day. I said, you know what? This is what's finally showing up at this point. And she's like, oh, my God. I kind of wondered that. It was something I didn't ever want to do. And it was she had to move out of where she lived. And it was something she was fighting forever. And I said, well, you know, besides the fact that you've been fighting it, it was in your field of experience on purpose. You're living in this position on purpose. But now that this information is being cleared up, you're meant to come out of this experience. And one of the ways to start this moving into the reality where you no longer have this pain in your head, it is actually to move from where you're living. Because this moving into where you're living was to bring this up very strongly so you couldn't ignore it, because it was scary for her. She was always really scared and wondering what's going on with it and going, I just don't know. I really feel like, if I go to the doctors, they're going to tell me I have a lump in my head or cancer or something, and a cyst, whatever, like something, you know, I'm going to have surgery for. I don't want to. So all that information, the energy, those emotions that she was feeling, all those negative thoughts and experiences she was going through with that, meant to happen. And then when I cleared up her field the way I did, it was no longer meant to happen. But the soul utilized the environment to be part of the cause. And then the last bit, so I was assisting her with the pain. I was assisting her with it, the sabotaging behaviors that was causing it to get worse. And it started, you know, releasing and fading, but it wasn't fully, fully, completely leaving. And that's what we found out. Like 6 months later, we found out in the deep dive, it was like, you actually do have to move. You actually have to move. And at that time, she goes, you know, if you would have told me that like 3 months ago or when we first started working together, I would have said no. And this is why. And we talked before. And she goes, I know I told you I love where I live in this location. And I said, yep, but what do you think now? She's like, I'm really okay with it. I'm actually surprisingly really okay with letting go of this place I live. I would never have let it go. I love this place. But I'm really okay. So she's moving out, and her head pain is completely gone as she's moved out. It's completely gone. She's like, I have a normal head. It feels normal. I wake up with a normal head. So that's kind of the succession of clearing a person's field in the way that I do it. Immediate things can be cleared up right away, and permanently issues can, I mean, I had somebody that had candida and a couple short remotes. Her candida, lifelong candida, was gone a couple months later. It was funny. She was telling me, the symptoms are still there. The symptoms are still there. And I let her know, okay, but it's not in your field anymore. Like, the stuff that was causing it to show up is not in your field anymore. So the only thing that can be going on is you're kind of attached to the experience. You're like focusing on these symptoms so strongly, you're holding them in place. So you got to let them go. And she's like, well, how do I do that? I was like, well, let me check in your field. And I found some information that was kind of holding her in that space that she couldn't like stop focusing. She couldn't stop being in that negative place of experiencing it and focusing on it. So I just tweaked that a little bit, and a couple months later the symptoms started fading, and then she's just messaging me telling me it's completely gone, the candida is completely gone, and she's never let me know that it ever has come back. So You never know what issue is going to fully delete, like really quick, really, you know, resolve and disappear really quick. Or you never know if you're going to immediately be able to get your dream house or your soulmate's going to show up the next day. Like, you don't know. We don't know that. The souls are choosing that. I can bring information at times and tell things and bring more clarity. And the overall is, you know, down the road, the extra group digs even further on what they want to address at that time. And then, you know, further down, if people really want to, like, oh my God, this thing, Laya, help me with this. That's where the deep dive one-on-ones come in.
Awesome. And so that's why this offer was set up the way that it was, guys, so that you work through all the layers. So you work through, like, jumping into a one-on-one with Laya at this point doesn't make sense when you can clear so much in the remote, you can clear so much in the groups, then the VIP, and then, you know, the stragglers are the really hard to hard to remove kind of stuff is when the one-on-one session would make sense. So this is really working in section, like she said, you know, like it's just, you know, each piece, each layers, you're working on those layers and what's able to clear easily and then working through it. So just want to clarify that. Summer, is there a payment plan? I'm in Canada and don't have access to the PayPal plan and exchange rates. Summer, can you email support@fromheartachetojoy.com and Chris may be able to set something up with you. So if you can email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, we can work on that. When is the Facebook page group going to open up for us that bought to get support? So is that open yet, Laya, or is that in the process? How's that?
I was going to open it after the interview, so it'll be open by today. We'll start bringing people in today.
Perfect. And then Tamika's asking, can you join the Facebook group if your Facebook name is under a different name? So that can get confusing, Tamika. I think the biggest thing is, Laya, you need to know email addresses, right, of people that bought?
Yeah, the email is the biggest thing.
Yeah, so if she has your email, so it's whatever, when she gets a list of email, who bought via email, so she cross-references those with Facebook, so be sure to get her the correct email address.
And I will say, I really am in the space of intention for serving people. Because I can definitely tell people, yeah, let's do one-on-ones and you know, put people into higher level packages right away and have them upgrade right away to things like one-on-one, and they can have a miraculous shift and be like, wow, I'm so glad I did this one-on-one. But it's actually, the truth is, the group and the automatic container is enough to start for everybody. So I almost never take a one-on-one right away. You know, it's like, get in the group, get in the automatic container. Let's see what shifts right away for you without much worry. And the soul's like, yeah, just do this for me. And I'll lie it. And then later we can go into the deeper stuff. And even group clearings, the live groups down the road, that's still definitely deeper. We can just focus more specifically custom to what people want at that time. And then the one-on-ones really do come at the place where people are like, I'm done this thing right here. I want to focus on this, and we got to dig into this and figure this out.
Makes sense. Perfect. All right, I see a couple people that came in late, and you asking to listen to this call again. You will be able to listen to this call through the weekend, so you can listen to the replay through the weekend. If you didn't get a chance, or if you want to re-listen to especially the group process, which had happened at the beginning, you can do that. Suzanne is asking, I do not use Facebook, will I be able to interact and get the full healing benefits without it?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Suzanne's asking, I do not use Facebook, will I be able to interact and get the full healing benefits regardless?
Yeah, absolutely. It has nothing to do with the Facebook group. That's just for extra little bits here and there and updates. But everything will be sent in email, and people are perfectly being taken care of in that way. That, yeah, there's no worry about that. You don't have to be on Facebook. I get that, too. I totally get that.
Perfect. All right. Deborah, yes, the VIP package should show up after you purchase. If you did not get that link, and I see a lot of people saying, I didn't buy, but I want to now. If you need the link, again, for the VIP offer, you can email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and Chris can send you that link. So you can access that now, especially after Laya explained it so well. So you have time to jump in on that as well. Let's see. Mary's asking, I just want to be sure if I can use this safely along with other remote healings that I'm on and other healers that I'm working with.
Oh, love that question. Yeah, actually, I can add a couple other question answers into that. Overall, the theme of what I'm doing and the council and the automatic process are doing, everything I've ever been trained and made agreements with, the facilitation of all of this for clients, we make sure that they never have something going on with them if it's risking them to have a heavy-duty healing crisis on any level in the way that will risk their life or risk something that their safety, even like risk their job or their, you know, anything that causes a risk, is it's paused. It doesn't allow things to overlap if it's going to be too much on somebody. So if you're really sensitive with energies or shifting, if you have a lot of other healers or healings going on, this comes in at the perfect places, and it's not even having to be paused at times. It can actually just come in alongside. And there's two really cool things. One, it will possibly finally shift that one thing. So what that healer has been addressing for you, or what you signed up that program or that modality for, it will finally, you'll release and get that issue resolved. You'll get that thing you desire once we've done this. So you're, no matter where you are with whatever healings you're going through, your reality will up-level from this point. And whenever those little bits are just like cleared there, released there, deactivated there, in those moments, those places allow that stuff to actually be more beneficial and work even better for you. And so the healer can be a better healer for you. They can give you a better possible reality afterward. So it's actually, I really recommend people that are on a healing path and journey with healers and doing a lot of inner work and doing their own modalities, to jump in this, because then their reality can show up really quickly and in a better way for them. I love it when people are doing inner work and working on themselves and working really hard to have their reality change, including outside of the healing nature of things, but people that are working really hard to have their life look a certain way, like for them to get that money and get those clients and serve people the way they want to serve them. It's like they're working so hard. It's like, yes, let me help you walk into that reality that you're desiring so much and you're meant to be having, but all this stuff is going on. Let me help you move into that, please. So, yes, it's perfectly fine. It's great for sensitive. It's great for empaths. It's actually really good for sensitive empaths because they take on so much. And especially in the automatic container, before I put things in the automatic container, as I was saying, I was doing them manually. There's more than one process in the container that actually each one of those that I was doing manually, I was getting results. So the only thing I put into the container were things I was getting results with manually on a consistent basis, with people saying, wow, this is so cool. I'm going to make sure to do this and add this and say this. And so I started having this really long script that I would go through consistently throughout the day, and I started shortening it, saying, can I just, instead of saying these three things I'm having, you know, you guys, I'm facilitating for people, these three things here, can I just say this one word for those three things? And I'm like, yeah, you can do that, you know. So I started shortening the script But all these processes were in there, and eventually I was able to turn it, most of it, into automatic processes. So the overall is like people that are walking around and being affected by energies around them often are very well taken care of, because those energies will be transmuted and released consistently. If you are serving and walking into the light and starting to align on your path, it's really good, because what I like to call dark side, the non-physical entities and such, beings and such, that don't really care for us to be on the light side of the path and the positive side, come at you stronger. The more you align, the more you serve purposefully in the on the positive, like, light side of things, you know, you're kind of target, you kind of become a target. So that actually helps you more so too. So this getting involved in this will help you more so as you step onto a path that is more aligned and more targeted, you know, step into the light, you get more focused on.
Perfect. All right. Nina, is there a payment plan? You're in Canada. I told somebody else, if you email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, Nina, Chris may be able to help you with that. So email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and we can see what we can do with that. Silvana, I think you're okay. I see you're asking, your email address is different on Facebook than it is that you use to buy, but your name's the same. So you have a very unique name. So I'm sure that she will not have a hard time cross-referencing that with you, because she will receive your name as well as your email address. So that should not be an issue. And if it is, just let us know and we can help with that. All right. Mary says, thank you, Laya, for the awesome answer about working alongside other healers. She says, that's brilliant, and it makes it feel so right buying now. Awesome, Mary. Thanks for the feedback.
Awesome.
Very cool. All right. Well, I think that's all the package questions I have right now. Like I said, guys, we're at Tier 2 pricing, which will expire tomorrow, Friday, so you have 24 hours to decide if working with Laya is right for you or not, and then prices will go up by $50. So, Laya, is there anything you want to share before we end this fabulous call? Everybody is raving about this call, so thank you for that.
Very cool. Yeah, you know what? I'm hearing the idea about when people are moving on their path in their life, be it, you know, an hour later, but as this time, as you have this opportunity to be taken care of in such a way, if something happens in your life that kind of slams you down, if it was recent or, you know, in the next few months, including just going through something that's like a healing crisis, from whether it's from an experience of, you know, getting triggered by a memory, something happens and it pulls you back into trauma, and it triggers you into a lot of healing, a lot of crisis, which is a healing crisis, you know. Your soul is like finally, like, you're going to evolve whether you like it or not. You know, you're going to go through a lot of like, whoa, heavy duty emotions and not be in a good place. This really helps people with that. So if you've had something pretty traumatic in your life that might have a possibility of triggering on you, or you do have something that triggers on you really hard, or you're going through a healing process and you hit a healing crisis in this time period, it's really helpful for that. So I often have, when clients sign on, you know, if something happens really strong and really hits them hard, they're quickly taken care of by the support method that I've created in this package. They're quickly taken care of. So there's also things that, you know, things that you can't expect in life that can be sudden. And I can say some people probably will have wished that maybe they jumped on, because it's not, you know, it's the price. I get it for some people. I understand. I used to get on these summits and buy these packages on payment plans, and I was like super broke and even like so broke. It was like my last dime to get this healing package I would buy. I get that. But it's for what you're getting, I swear, it's so little, and it's so worth that support, not only for something that might slam you or that something that might trigger into you or some healing crisis that might show up, but also if it even does happen down the road past these months, you'll be more energetically cleared and able to handle what slams you later. So I really do recommend, really consider getting in this, because it's truly a service for you, for your ability to handle life as you move forward.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Laya. And thank you, Laya, and everyone else for being so flexible this week. It definitely was an interesting week, but you guys were all troopers in handling the flexibility. So I so appreciate that. Laya, I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here and being so flexible.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, if somebody does hit a crisis, all they have to do is email. Or if they're in the Facebook group and they want a message there, just let us know. Just express it outwardly. Whether the email even comes, they're immediately getting assistance. I have a facilitated agreement with the council and the other people, everybody's souls, the non-physical entities that are helping, the powers that be that are helping with all this facilitation. It's not just me. I'm just a simple avatar. There's a lot of agreement and a lot of training that went in for me to learn how to create these agreements and this facilitation process, so that when people do have an immediate need, if they are suddenly being attacked or triggered or in a crisis where they have a pain level of like 8 or 9 and they're freaking out or they're doing really badly and even like going running to the hospital, they're getting assistance right away. Whether I even read the email, whether the email even gets to me or the message, they're immediately getting assisted right away in whatever way is possible. And I'm guided to messages that need my extra focus, and I immediately check on people that I see they're in crisis. I immediately go and jump into their field and see what can be shifted that I need to manually address at that moment.
Perfect. Makes perfect sense. Thank you for sharing that as well.
Yep.
Like I said, guys, when I say that Laya supports you 100%, I'm not kidding. That's what I read over and over and over again. So you will be well supported. All right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Laya. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a fabulous call. Guys, if you have questions, please email us or message us on Facebook, and we can help you out. All right, Laya, thank you, and we'll be talking to you
soon. Absolutely. I appreciate it. Much gratitude to everyone.
All right, back to you. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.